The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Last year, NASA scientists released data showing they'd found something very exciting on the moon.
I'm here today to tell you that indeed, yes, we found water. And we didn't find just a little bit. We found a significant amount.
The water they found in that experiment was a very exciting discovery because if you want to build a moon base, you don't want to have to carry a lot of water with you. But don't expect to find a lot of water below the moon's surface. In fact, don't expect to find any. More after this. Finding water on the moon is crucial if we're ever going to build a moon base and eventually send people to Mars. And there are strong indications that there are ice deposits on the surface of the moon. But the latest research indicates that's probably all the water there is on the moon. Scientists examining moon rocks gathered 40 years ago by the Apollo astronauts have concluded that the moon never had underground water deposits. Zachary Sharp is a professor of geochemistry at the University of New Mexico.
The moon is essentially anhydrous. It's completely dry. The moon has 10,000 to 100,000 times less water than the Earth.
So don't bother drilling any wells. Astronauts setting up that moon base will have to be very careful to put it near those surface deposits of ice because that's all the water they're going to find.
It is ice, and it came from comets which crashed into the surface of the moon, and the ice is actually part of the comet itself.
So the supply of water would be severely limited. You'd have to be very careful about it. With no atmosphere on the moon, any exposed water would quickly evaporate into space. All of this raises intriguing questions about the origin of water here on Earth. Was it always here? Or like the moon, was it brought here by comets? If it was brought by comets, that would mean the oceans are the remnants of the original UFOs. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Friday, August 6, 2010.